The case for a chain split. The debate surrounding drive chains has been heating up, with proponents employing various tactics to garner support. This divisive issue echoes previous disputes in the Bitcoin community, such as the 2017 block size controversy. As such, we should consider what was then the definitive resolution, a chain split. A significant portion of the Bitcoin community rejects drive chains, effectively blocking its implementation via a soft fork. Bitcoin's voluntary nature makes it resistant to hostile takeovers, despite claims that miners could force the change. Disagree with that last statement? Then let's put that to the test. We can resolve this posturing and propaganda by forking the code. Here's how it would work. Code implementing drive chains would be released. Those who support the proposal can run this code. A transaction that goes against drive chain rules but adheres to pre-drive chain rules will trigger a chain split. Those running the drive chain software wouldn't be doing anything, but nodes that aren't can reject the drive chain chain by using the invalidate block command. The result will be two distinct bitcoins, one with drive chains and one without. This approach was resolved the conflict we had in August 2017 when Bitcoin Cash split off from Bitcoin. Similarly, proponents and opponents of drive chains can either hold or sell their respective bitcoins post-split. This would be a real-world test of control and game theory within the network. I advocate for this split not just for potential profits, but also because it's a peaceful solution. It would let us see in real time how convicted the drive chain people are. Will drive chain miners support it if it means mining at a loss? A chain split would serve as a critical learning opportunity for the community, providing a clear answer to the ongoing debate. Ultimately, this will strengthen Bitcoin by showing the market how hard it is to change its properties. So bring it on, fork or shut up.